Indonesia's army is getting an upgrade when it comes to attack helicopters. The 8 Apache attack helicopters heading for Jakarta are some of the newest made by Boeing. The model number is 64E, in case you follow that sort of thing. Among other capabilities, these choppers can launch unmanned aerial vehicles, or drones. With the advanced Longbow radar system, they can strike targets at sea as well as on land. The U.S. has been slowly expanding the types and amounts of weapons it sells to Indonesia. Allegations of human rights abuses in the Indonesian military strained ties with the United States at the close of the 1990s. Restrictions against weapons sales were lifted during the George W. Bush administration, and the last restrictions against joint military training were lifted in 2010. Indonesia is emerging as a key player for the United States as it continues its so-called pivot or rebalancing of forces to the Asia-Pacific. The two countries will also talk about allowing U.S. recovery teams to search for remains of U.S. troops missing in Indonesia from World War II. The Pentagon says that number is about 1,800 Americans. The project would involve the Joint POW-MIA Accounting Command, based on Oahu. Bill Dorman, HBR News.